Welcome to Module 3 of ICHP's Faculty Guidelines. This module will describe identifying potential or actual speaker conflicts of interest and why it is necessary to obtain a completed and signed conflict of interest declaration from each faculty member. Please find and read the conflict of interest declaration in the Faculty Guidelines. As an activity faculty member or planner, you are required to disclose any relationship you and your spouse or partner may have with a commercial interest. A conflict of interest could be a financial relationship occurring within the last 12 months, which may affect the CPE content. You may review the page titled ACPE Guidelines on Non-Commercialism and Conflict of Interest Declaration in the Faculty Guidelines for a complete description of conflict of interest. A financial relationship exists when the individual receives a salary, royalty, intellectual property rights, consulting fee, honoraria, or ownership interest in stocks and stock options. However, this excludes ownership of diversified mutual funds. Financial benefits can be associated with roles such as employment, consulting, speaking, and teaching, board membership, and other paid activities. A faculty member or activity planner may not participate in an educational activity if the conflict of interest declaration has not been completed and signed. The same is true if an identified conflict of interest has not been resolved by the planning committee or ICHP staff. An individual must disclose to learners any relevant financial relationships at the beginning of educational activity. Disclosure should be described in the presentation slides and is usually the second slide or the beginning or at the beginning of any handout. Even when no conflict of interest exists, or a disclosure slide or statement must be provided to the learners. One of ICHP's educational goals is to provide unbiased and fair-balanced educational activities to pharmacists, pharmacy students, and pharmacy technicians. This is just one of the steps that helps us accomplish that goal. Thank you for completing Module 3 of the ICHP Faculty Guidelines. Please download and complete Module 4 next.